5 years ago, a Catholic radio network was launched in South Sudan, covering places such as Juba, Wau, and Rumbek. The radio reaches even to the remote areas of the Nuba Mountains, where war continues to rage. In those areas, women are among the most vulnerable members of society. But Catholic radio is gradually contributing to restoring dignity to the women of South Sudan. Broadcast in the native language of the people, Catholic radio is often the first to speak, whether about domestic abuse or problems of education. Sister Paola Noji works with the radio and with the women of South Sudan. She spoke to Olivier Bonnell on the occasion of International Women's Day.
Our network speaks 20 different languages. With the 9 radio stations we have, we can reach around 4.5 million in South Sudan and 150,000 people in the Nuba Mountains. And the fact that we speak the languages allows even the illiterate to follow the programs and to be involved. So our beneficiaries have been, according to a research that was conducted back in 2011, have been mainly the women, because they cannot understand the other languages like Arabic or English, but they can understand their mother tongue. And we help them a lot with the programs that even illiterate women can anchor. Though they are illiterate, they have a wealth of experience and they can share the experience. So in the Nuba Mountains, for instance, the taboo that women cannot eat meat has been progressively changed. And it has taken almost 1 year and a half, but now things in the family are different. Unfortunately, now there is the war, but in the Nuba, and the situation is very, very difficult. But this was an achievement that the programs in local languages managed to reach. The same we can say is in the area of Lake State in Rumbek, where we have specific programs for gender issues. And women are very vocal. Though some of them are illiterate, they can really be very vocal and address cultural taboos and invite progressive cultural change. I would say also that women have taken the lead in peace and reconciliation. And if they are given a chance to express themselves, they can really be peace builders within the community because they have life at heart.
What are the special needs of South Sudan women the most important for you?
For me, what is very important is this issue of family and violence. In Western Equatoria, some wives have said that they fear the husband like they fear El Arre. El Arre is Connie, and you know that El Arre is notorious because they are extremely violent. But many women have said, while given a chance to express themselves freely, that they fear their husband. And domestic violence is extremely diffused. It's widespread. It's widespread even here in Juba, for instance. So I would say across the board in South Sudan, domestic violence is a very important issue. But also this issue of self-perception, that women are progressively able to appreciate their talents and to strive to go to school. It's an achievement in some places to have girls reaching or completing secondary school. Most of them are forced to drop out in primary school for early marriages.
Sister Paola, do you have special programs for today? Today is the special day for women.
Indeed. How can we miss that? So each radio station has a specific program, and you may, in here in Juba, they have been following the celebration. Here there was a marching of women this morning, and the main celebration will be in Wau. So I think the Radio Wau will cover it in a special way and involve the women in the process through the airwaves and through the local languages.
Thank you so much, sister. I have finished. I'm done with my questions, but maybe you want to add something specific.
What I wish is that this day marks a progressive endeavor of our women in Africa and in South Sudan in particular, because here in the South there is a law. The law says that women should be 25% in the legislative assembly, in government, but we are not able to keep it proper because many women are not educated, and at times they don't feel confident. So my message is that we invest more in girls' education, and we empower women to take their leadership role.